Where the hell do you think you're going? You're gonna miss the show.
There ain't gonna be no show.
What? What the hell are you talking about?
Look, I am a professional. I have been in this business a long time. Now, if I don't want to do a show, it's not because I got stage fright. It's because some creature from beyond doesn't want me to do the show. Now, gangway!
Something in the air tonight. You hear that? Jess, do you hear the beating of the hideous heart?
I smell something, too.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's been one of those nights so far already, and it's apparently going to continue, and there's Jamba flying everywhere from what we can see at the Area 51 studios. Area 61, maybe. Is Dr. Doc Brown on the line? I'm hearing noises.
Yes, Dr. Doc Brown is on the line.
Wow. All right, so, Doc, we just need to explain to the people that we were very excited to have you on board tonight, but then suddenly at the last minute, you went into lockdown, right? You're like in you're in a quarantine situation.
Essentially. out of an abundance of caution, of course.
Yes, an abundance of caution.
All right. So you came into contact with someone who came into No, wait. How did it go?
No. The chain of events or the chain of command or whatever you want to call it. Essentially, I have I have one potential contact of a contact and two potential contacts of a contact of a contact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right, so you gotta slow down on them super spreader events, man. Hey, listen, we're glad to have you on board. Chesty's over there sitting in the shotgun.
It's like Herbal Essence shampoo.
Yeah, you tell one person, and they tell two people,
and so on.
Oh, right, yeah, you're right.
All right, so so Dr. Doc Brown over there in the dark shadows, shall we say, of his abode, where we're kicking off the show there with the Barnabas theme from Dark Shadows. Dig this, Doc, by the First Theremin Era. Right, you digging the theremins on that?
Is that a theremin with a TH?
Theremin with a TH, right? That's the guy's name that invented that instrument, right? That's what you hear on Picking Up Good Vibrations with the People in the Air. Right?
That's right.
Bunch of session guys on the Epic label there, produced by, what's his name? Colello, Charles Colello. He was a producer of the Four Seasons. He's a guy that went on to produce Sweet Caroline. As a matter of fact, there he is, striking out on his own under the name of the First Theremin Era. We're sending that out, by the way, Chesty, to our good friend Julie.
Julie.
Right? Good old Jules, whose birthday is in October, and we didn't get anything in the mail for her, so this is it, man. We played you that record. So, all right. We're going to have to keep things moving, I suppose, Doc. It's sort of going to be an October vibe. And, you know, that can mean hijinks, right? So speaking of hijinks, here it comes. Yeah. This one's for Chesty, in a sort of a way.
Jesus. Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see Jesus. People stand in line to see the boy king. You do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Now if I had known they'd line up just to see him, I'd take all my money and bought me a museum.
Jesus.
Buried with a donkey. Crocodile. He gave his life for tourism. Golden idols. He's an Egyptian. They're selling you. Condo made a stoner.
Ooh, lost discs.
What's happening, Reynolds?
Something terrible.
Two, don't let your parents down. They brought you up.
Number three, be humble enough to obey. You will be given orders yourself someday.
Four, at the first moment, turn away from unclean thinking. At the first moment.
5, don't show off driving. If you want to race, go to Indianapolis.
Number 6, choose a date who would make a good mate. 7, go to church faithfully. The Creator gives you the week, give Him back an hour.
8, choose your companions carefully. You are what they are.
Number 9, avoid following the crowd. Be an engine, not a caboose.
10, or even better, keep the original 10 commandments.
Lost Discs Radio. Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she was nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. My bridge is gone.
Think of things so horrible that the human mind cannot imagine them.
From the first time we met, I knew that I had it bad. You know, my head started feeling like I thought I was mad. Touching the ground. Well, I was head over heels for you. Well, I was head over heels for you.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, the freak beat sounds of Mike Rabin and the Demons. Okay, right there on the Tower record label, 45. Yes, we have it on the mono copy, 45. Man, Head Over Heels, late 1964 freak beat action from a British situation there. And before that, from the USA, the Hondells, right, covering Endless Sleep, right, a non-charting record for the Hondells, 1965 on the Mercury label.
Well, a beat record about your girlfriend killing herself.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, this can't miss, guys, right? We'll do it upbeat like the Beatles would. And yeah, that old Jody Reynolds tune, folks, making the scene once again on an October episode of Lost Discs for you. Before that, man, speaking of Endless Sleep, man, that was Johnny Nash in there on the ABC Paramount label out of 1959, right? He was the thing called the Teen Commandments, right? But that was actually also with Paul Anka, George Hamilton IV, right, and Johnny Nash. All three were kind of big artists there on the ABC label in the mid-late 50s. Johnny Nash, of course, who we just lost a week or two ago. Folks, at the age of 80, I believe. And by the way, the Teen Commandments, I always thought that was kind of an embarrassing little novelty number there. But I looked it up. It hit number 29 on the charts, right? Are we living in a climate where a record like that can hit number 29 on the charts these days? I don't think so. And even worse, we are not living in a climate where a song like King Tut could hit the top 40. Right, like it did back in 1978 on the Warner Brothers label. We got Steve Martin himself. Yes, we got the picture sleeve on that.
I remember it well.
You say you had that one memorized, Chesty?
Oh, God, yeah. I memorized all Steve Martin stuff.
He gave his life for tourism.
Yeah. That's right.
That's the best line in that whole thing.
That was a big hit for him. That was like that like got inside the top 20, I think. So, yeah, I definitely, well, that's my copy that I bought at the National Record Mart out at the mall back in the day, man. Just saying.
Wow. So, that's another one that that gets on rotation around my world. That goes on every year.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Doc, because, you know, coming up here in the next set, I have a new Mummy record for you.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know, we're big fans of that. We'll talk about that, I guess, on the other side. But we should probably continue talking about Johnny Nash. By the way, 6160 Kilocycles is back up and running from what we understand. Cosmic Debris having Major Jamba. He had a run-in with Major Jamba, and he did not have his bulletproof vest on. And by the way, Larry and Jane are emailing in, as a matter of fact, pleasing to announce that they have squashed their studio problems. And they've got us booming in with a S20 plus signal on 6160 kilocycles, folks, with a fine Timtronium hi-fi AM fidelity. Right.
Wow.
And he's digging. He's predicting that may be the first time that he's heard King Tut played on shortwave. So once again, we're being pioneers, Doc, on the shortwave scene. All these years later, with this crap that we play, Wayne and Diana in North Carolina getting in on the action and probably just digging it on the internet feed, which is fine, man. Your host, that guy up Ontario Province Way, enjoying the show tonight, also by the net feed, right? Not much action on 6160 up his way, and he's. Oh, he's hoping all goes well for you. That you now that you've been exposed, Doc. He mentions you.
What? Oh, what?
Guy in Canada saying, "Don't come up here."
I did not expose myself.
We're not allowed in Canada.
Stay home and rest.
And speaking of the border,
speaking of up Canadian way, there, good old Jason in Halifax. We know that he's got us on a shortwave rig deep down in the woods tonight somewhere. He sent us a pic of it pre-show, folks. He says, "Ciao." Right, and yes, he's looking forward to our installment of Season of the Witch tonight, Doc. So let's keep things moving. Speaking of...
Okay, we got another one?
Oh, we do. This is going to be our 19th year in a row making it happen with a different version. All right,
well,
but in the meantime, we got to deal with Johnny Nash, right? We're not just smarting off with that old novelty number. We don't want to let your folks down, Doc, because remember, they brought you up.
That's correct.
Right, so don't let that happen. We're going to play another Johnny Nash. This is a bubbling under tonight. Oh, yeah, this one hit the bubbling under charts. Back in 1969, folks, for Johnny Nash. A little lovey-dovey action.
Ooh, you're the cutest thing that I did ever see. I really love you, baby, won't you come with me? Hey, lovey-dovey, all the time.
Lovey-dovey.
Kiss me, you just thrill me so. Never, 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 never let me go. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, all the time.
Lovey-dovey,
oh, lovey-dovey, I just can't get you out of my mind. Ecstasy. So tell me that it's gonna be just you and me. Oh yeah, love it, love it all the time.
Love it, love it.
It's the Detachable Discs radio show.
What was that?
What was what?
Oh, I knew I shouldn't be screwing around with a dead man's music. This place is possessed.
What are you talking about?
You trying to tell me you didn't hear that shriek? That was something trying to get out of its premature grave, and I don't want to be here when it does.
Look, Iron Man. If you're so uptight, take a shower and cool off.
My pleasure. Bones.
Well, over in Egypt in an old pyramid, I spied an old coffin and I opened the lid. I jumped a big mummy who was mad as could be.
Back in my tomb.
I said, Mr. Mummy, what you used to do? He said he used to sing a little song or two. I said, Mr. Mummy, let's get out of this sand. Boy, I couldn't use you in my rock and roll band.
He said, man, he said that. Put me back in my tomb.
I travel the nation from coast to coast with my friend Mummy the Rock and Roll. One day the fans were waiting for his autograph. When they saw him, they mobbed him and tore him in half.
I said, say something. He said, oh, put me back in
macho.
You all right, mommy?
All right.
All right.
You sure you're okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Shut the box.
Lost,
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hey, riding on the train, hurrying down the track, looking for my baby. I can't even sleep, wearing my shoes on the wrong feet, for she's been gone way too long. When I find her, I will tell her I was wrong. Riding on a train, hurrying down the track, gotta bring my baby back.
She'll give me a smile, reach for her bag, I'll even help her pack. I'll be more than happy to get my baby back.
She's been gone, away too long,
too long.
When I find her, I will tell her I was all wrong.
Damn, riding on a train, hurrying down the track, gotta bring my baby back.
Don't see me.
you don't see me when I'm trying to do right, baby. You don't see me.
You don't see me. You don't want to see me. It has occurred to me that you don't see me.
Well,
you don't want to see me. It has occurred to me that you don't see me.
It'll come right back to you.
Yes, it's Fever Tree. Fever Tree, a late period Fever Tree, right there, trying to sort of having a comeback. They from 1978, Fever Tree. Okay, they released an EP in 78 on a small indie label on the West Coast called the Buttermilk Label, and that was one of four songs, and obviously did not catch on. No revival for Fever Tree, but there they were with their self-penned You Don't See Me. Right, by that time the only guy left was the original guitar player from the good old days, you know, San Fran group Fever Tree. Before that, some West Coast doo-wop action, the Commodores, Riding on a Train, man, from 1956 on the Dot label. Some pretty fabulous action. Yes, all this coming off of the actual 45s here tonight, folks. If you thought vinyl couldn't give you some fidelity, man, that was a smooth, clean copy of that Commodore. And not to be confused with the Lionel Richie Commodores, Chesty.
Right.
You know, from the latter days there. But at any rate.
Wait, were these the Commodores from 64?
No. Oh, boy. There, Doc. That's, you know... All right, I guess most people listening to the show would get that reference, so you're forgiven.
No, they probably had a Vic 20.
Uh-huh. I had an old Telstar set back in the 70s. You know what we used to play on the old Telstar? Skeet.
Skeet
and yep. Pong, you know. Anyways, yep. Yeah, it came with its own gun. It came with like a gun yeah. You shot at the...
Like a
at the screen.
Yeah, photovoltaic gun. I still have it, actually.
Yeah, there you are.
It only one side works, though, so it's hard to play.
Before that, anyway, Doc, I'm trying to back announce here. I'm just saying. It was the Naturals. Oh, yeah. Sorry. We got the Naturals on the Era label, man, with the Mummy. Now, there you go, Doc. That was another Mummy record that has been sitting around the studio for a couple of years. I finally cleaned that one up. Got it on there for you. How'd you like it?
That was a good one. I liked the line about how they were tearing his arms and legs off.
Yeah, ripping him in half. I like the part at the end where he says, "Shut the box."
Right.
I don't know if you want to use that one or not. But yeah, we're big fans of the old Rod McEwen, Booby and Bob version of The Mummy, folks. That's a perennial favorite around here. But there's that other one from The Naturals. And we kicked off the set with poor old Johnny Nash. There, with Lovey Dovey, it peaked at number 130 on the Bubbling Under charts, February of 1969, man, if you can get on board with that kind of action, which I know you probably can't, right? Because why else are you here? We better do it quick here, guys. We do, being that it's October, have yet another version for you of Season of the Witch, and I think this one is going to be especially apropos. Because this is from a group that's out of Washington, D.C. Are you ready for this, Doc?
Oh, sure.
Now
lay it on me.
Right, this is a group called the Fallen Angels. And here's the thing you're really going to appreciate, Doc. This was recorded on Halloween night, 1968. Right? I'm not exactly... I should have looked up on the venue for you. I know it's a live performance... From Halloween night of 68, Washington, D.C., the Fallen Angels, how apropos as we are heading into this voting election season, folks, to hear about the season of the witch.
Yeah.
From a D.C. group. Like the Fallen Angels, exclusively, tonight on Lost Discs.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. Summer cat.
Thank you.
Johnny Lightning. LF Midwood.
Now you're just
Cosmic Debris.
Now you're just kissing ass.
Imagine the pants.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I think you should just calm down.
Hey, I want to say thank you to everyone who emailed in last week about the County Fair show. And there was one song that was left off, and it was from a Pebbles compilation, if you know what those albums are about. And today, I just so happened to be listening to the PM radio this afternoon, and there was a song by John Prine. Right? And he was talking about what he's going to do in the afterlife, smoking cigarettes. But one thing he was going to do in the afterlife is go on a tilt-a-whirl with a girl, kiss a girl on a tilt-a-whirl. And I just can't even believe that in the same day I'm going to hear two songs about tilt-a-whirls. This is Tilt-a-Whirl by Leo and the Prophets. Take it off.
Time sets us in motion, can't you see? Reaching for a new philosophy. The world is up, down, in, out, and sideways for a while.
They're all here on your favorite station. Imagine the pants.
What does that even mean? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Does that mean something? All right.
All over the ceiling are geometric patterns of light.
I find that I can't sleep at night, and I'm always
In your opinion, what do you consider important in a new record?
Well, I look for a record with a good steady beat that can be easily danced to. For in most cases, if a record can generate a good beat for dancing, it can become very popular with the record-buying public.
Yeah, records, vinyl, that's, you know, we play those things here.
Who's gonna dry your big blue eyes day after day? Who's gonna jump when you say frog? Who's gonna bow and scrape after I've gone away? Who's gonna kiss you and who's gonna miss you? Who's gonna hold to your hand? Who's gonna chop your candle in wood after I've made new plans? Hey, who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna bring you your breakfast in bed? Who's gonna whisper goodnight? Who's gonna keep you warm as toast on those cold winter nights? And who's gonna be your puppy dog when I'm a thing of the past? Hey, who's gonna mow your grass? Who's gonna bring you your breakfast in bed? Who's gonna whisper goodnight? Who's gonna keep you warm as toast on those cold winter nights? And who's gonna be your puppy dog when I'm a thing of the past? Hey, who's gonna mow your grass? Hey, who's gonna mow your grass?
Wishing for love is true.
We've got the car, we got the money, we've got the pill, we've got drugs, we've got everything. And we're using them now, we're experiencing.
Babe, I'll fetch your kindling, you know I'll build your fire. I will pack your water from the buggy bow. Hey now, tell me, sweet baby, who may your mind you be? Oh, many more little questions. Won't you please make arrangements for me? Your hair's so dark, I'm curling, and your eyes ain't blue. That is why, sweet baby, I'm making a fool about you. Hey, tell me, baby, who may your manager be? Oh, many more little questions. Won't you please make arrangements for me? Now I says I ain't good looking, and babe I don't dress fine. But when you come to loving, I'll pacify your mind. Hey now, tell me, sweet baby, who may your manager be? Oh, many more little questions. Won't you please make arrangements for me? Want you bear in mind, when I get my paycheck, I'll give you my last dime. Hey now, tell me, sweet baby, who may your manager be? Oh, many more little old questions. Won't you please make arrangements for me? I wished I was like a little fish swimming in deep blue sea, so a man like you could take a little fish at me. Hey now, tell me, baby, who may your manager be? And it's many more little questions. Won't you please make arrangements for me?
Yeah, the stunning sounds now of Joanne Kelly. I don't know what to say. I found this record about 3 weeks ago down the road here at Replay Records, okay, in Hamden, Connecticut. It was in the new arrivals. I grabbed it, $10. Guy knocked a couple bucks off of it. On the Blue Goose label, this has exceeded my expectations more than a record has in quite a while. Joanne Kelly, country blues action. She's British. Apparently, she was British, and I don't understand how she's doing what she's doing. And
this record makes no sense.
There's more to it. There is more questions raised, first of all, than there are answered, and there is more investigation that needs to be done, and we need to bring Joe Stax in on this. I just you have to hear this album. Anyway, enough gushing on Joanne. Enough what?
I thought she was a dude.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Man. Sorry about that, Doc. Oh, man, look before that. Before that, it was the McCormick Brothers, right? Bluegrass action on the Hickory label from the late 60s. Are You Feeling Blue? From the McCormick Brothers. And right in there, of course, making you feel at home on a Saturday night, man. If you used to watch Hee Haw back in the day like I did, Buck Owens, good old Buck Owens, Who's Gonna Mow Your Grass? Sure, it was number one on the country charts in 1969, but it also bubbled under the Hot 100 at number 106. And before that, of course, it was the Boston Tea Party, who, for whatever reason, are out of Burbank, California. But the Boston Tea Party, We Have Already Died. Doc, on the Flick Disc label. Got that LP up in Northampton, Massachusetts. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean.
Wait, when?
A couple, like in July.
Oh, okay.
And before that, no, last Tuesday when I took off work, you know? And the top of the set, it was Jesse's Chick Pick with Leo and the Prophets giving you Tilt-A-Whirl. Man, yes, folks, get over to Rockin' Radio where they keep encouraging us. It's the Boss Man Randy Tivins with the RLT Archives Music Magazine, for example. It's the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. Right? It's our pal Brian Phillips. Man, I just was digging his show this afternoon while we were cleaning up around the studio, his latest installment, folks. The electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips and good old Mark Brainerd with his deep album tracks. When you're not over at rockandradio.com, you get over to lostdiscsradio.com. Right? Hey, Mr. Bill chimed in tonight, loving your chick pic, Chesty.
Yay.
Right? All right. Hey, good night, Doc.
Hey, good night.
Thanks for the effort. Night, Chesty.
Good night.
And good night, Weasley Steve. Wear it.